Drive with Laura Chilingirian on ABC Radio Canberra.
No matter how you feel about drones, they're being used in some really innovative ways nowadays. A Canberra-based startup company developing wildlife tracking drones has just secured $670,000 in funding to get its product to market. What are wildlife drones, you ask? Well, the CEO, Debbie Saunders, is with me on Drive. She's joined me in the studio. I hope your car's okay, Debbie.
Well, I hope so too.
Yeah. Tell me, what are wildlife tracking drones?
So wildlife drones are the world's first radio tracking drone. So they're drones that have a little radio receiver attached to them, and they can be used to track animal movements in a way that has never been possible before.
So how have animals been tracked up until now?
So up until now, people have had to walk around for hours on end with their arm up in the air holding a heavy metal antenna. You've probably seen it in the documentaries.
Sure.
Tracking one animal at a time, and it can take you all day to find just a handful of animals. So now how we can do it is we can launch the drone, which can do all the legwork for you, and we can actually track hundreds of animals at the same time instead of one at a time. So it just completely changes.
That would be a massive time saver.
Yeah, absolutely. You could do an entire day's worth of work in 1 or 2 hours.
Wow. So have they started being used?
So we've actually, just last week, we were down in Hobart doing our first demonstration with our user interface. Mm. And next week, we're heading across to Perth, where we're going to do a live flight demonstration for the WA government over there, because they have a wide range of tracking projects that are really very, very labour intensive. So early in the new year, we're aiming to get more and more demonstration projects and get customers on board for the first time. So it's a pretty exciting time for us.
So tell me about how this funding is going to help out.
Yeah, definitely. So for the past 2 years, I've sort of taken what we had as a research prototype and really explored whether there was a business in this system. And so for that time, we've had no income. We've won a few grants. So the ACT government gave us an Innovation Connect grant for $30,000. Innovation ACT, we also awarded a grant from them, and the CSIRO ON program. So we've been participating in all these innovation programs to get little bits and pieces to help us, put our case forward that this was something really worth investing in. And now that's really paid off, so we can employ people for the first time and actually build more of these devices so that we can get them out to researchers across Australia as well as across the world.
Has it been a really positive response so far for people who have come across it and got an understanding of what
Absolutely.
It does?
Absolutely. And it was really exciting last week in Hobart when for the first time we were able to show people outside of our business the actual user interface and how easy it is to run this system. So for me, that was the first real validation that our customers are excited about this. And we've had people waiting for quite some time for us to get it out there. So, I think as soon as people begin to experience the benefits of this system, it's really just going to take on a life of its own.
A life of its drone. Debbie, where did the idea come from?
So I'm actually a researcher from ANU, and I do most of my research on a critically endangered small migratory bird. And we know nothing about the movements of this bird, and you can't use satellite or GPS tags because the birds are too small to carry them.
Which bird's this?
The swift parrot.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've spoken about the swift parrot.
Yeah, it's quite commonly in the media, for a very good reason. You know, it's very threatened. But we didn't know anything about their movements, and traditional tracking with your arm up in the air really was not going to work because they occur across southeastern Australia and they move across different areas in different years depending on where the flowering is. And if there's a drought, they shift, etc. Mm. So we just needed to find a better way. So they were really the inspiration to just trying to do things a little bit differently.
Well, it sounds fascinating and all the best with it. I look forward to seeing where it does end up and how it is used down the track. Have you got a grand vision for it?
Absolutely. Like, I think this is just one sensor, if you like, in terms of environmental monitoring. And as technology advances in many different ways, I think this can be combined. It can become autonomous and can be part of many sensors that you can put on the drone. So you're not only tracking them, you can photograph it, you can get air quality information. All those types of things are all possible. And once they're all integrated into a consistent monitoring program, I think that's where the real future is. And what that means is that people can then actually spend quality time getting those other observations that they need within the environment.
Well, Debbie Saunders, all the best with it. And thank you for coming in and joining me on Drive today.
My pleasure. Thank you.